It's Essential Pittsburgh. I'm Paul Guggenheimer. Montgomery County District Attorney Risa Vetri Furman has announced criminal charges against Pennsylvania Attorney General Kathleen Kane. Furman has been investigating a grand jury's conclusion that Kane leaked secret investigative information to a Philadelphia newspaper to embarrass a political foe.
The charges include obstruction of the administration of law and other offenses that relate to a scheme that we allege she orchestrated to leak confidential investigative information and secret grand jury materials, and then lying to a grand jury to cover up and conceal her crimes.
And again, that was Montgomery County District Attorney Risa Vetri Furman in an announcement made earlier today, late this morning. Kane is the second attorney general in Pennsylvania to draw criminal charges. Republican Ernie Priate of Scranton was charged with mail fraud in 1995 and agreed to resign in a deal with prosecutors. He served 11 months in prison. I'm joined now by phone from Harrisburg by John Misek. He's opinions editor for the Patriot News and Penn Live. John Misek, thank you for joining us.
Paul, good afternoon.
Certainly a momentous morning, maybe not altogether surprising. What did Risa Vetri Furman say about how she arrived at this decision?
I mean, Mrs. Furman was down there in Norristown in Montgomery County in her office. And, you know, it's the product of many long months of investigation. She said specifically that this is the toughest, most comprehensive investigation that her office had ever undertaken. And that, you know, that it was a sad day for the Commonwealth to have the state's top law enforcement officer charged with a crime.
What does the, you know, for people that are not familiar with the details and the trajectory of all of this, how it happened, how we have come to this day, what does the investigation of Kathleen Kane center on?
Okay, you touched on it a little bit in your preamble there. Ms. Kane, a Democrat from Scranton, is accused of improperly leaking confidential investigatory and grand jury information stemming from a case involving the former head of the Philadelphia NAACP to the Philadelphia Daily News back in 2009. Her driver, a guy named Peter Rocco Reese, is also being charged with riffling through confidential grand jury material as a part of that.
And what is Kathleen Kane's reaction to being charged?
She is, as she has been for several months now, she has maintaining her innocence and defiant in the face of this and saying she's not going to resign. She says that in a statement, in fact, released shortly after Ms. Furman's news conference concluded, she said a resignation would be an admission of guilt and that she is not guilty.
You know, a lot of these things come down to what would motivate a person to do what Kathleen Kane is being charged with leaking secret grand jury information, lying about her actions under oath. And a lot of people have to be asking themselves the question, why would she do this? Why would she jeopardize her position to do something like she's accused of doing?
I am a reporter and not a psychologist, so I cannot claim any insight into Attorney General Kane's psyche on this one. But, you know, I can say that Risa Furman said that Kane described it as, quote unquote, a war with her political rivals, and that in this war, Ms. Furman said that she did not care how she went about it or what the collateral damage might be.
And has Kathleen Kane indicated in any way that she would consider resigning or stepping away from her post until this is all sorted out?
As I said a moment ago, she remains adamant in the face of this. She's not going anywhere, according to her.
And she has vowed that she will not only is she saying that she's not going anywhere now, but she has vowed that she will run for office again in 2016. What is your reaction as a reporter? As a journalist, John, what is your reaction to that? And what is the reaction that you've heard from others about the fact that, you know, she says she's thinking that she can stay in office for another 4 years?
Well, it is quite suddenly optimistic. You know, it presumes that she will survive legally long enough to mount a reelection campaign. And even if she is reelected, that she will beat the charges against her. I mean, you know, I've often thought that it takes just either a Herculean ego or just depths of self-denial to run for office. And, you know, it's just she said that to me back in December in New York City at the annual PA Society gala when all of this was beginning to gather ahead of steam. And I guess if you run statewide, you have to have that kind of confidence in yourself. But, you know, we're already hearing rumblings that they might try to find a primary opponent to run against her because they think she's too politically damaged. So if that's the case, she might also have to survive a Democratic primary in 2016.
Under the circumstances, is there a mechanism for forcing her removal from office before her term is over?
There are two avenues. One of them is impeachment in the General Assembly. That's a fairly lengthy process that requires a proceeding in the House and a proceeding in the state Senate. That was last employed, I think, back in the mid-1990s to remove a state Supreme Court justice named Rolf Larson. It's a very difficult road to hoe. The Pittsburgh Tribune Review has reported there's also a mechanism through the state Supreme Court where Mrs. Kane's law license can be suspended. Under the state constitution, you have to be a practicing attorney to serve as attorney general. And if her license gets yanked, so she goes.
What do you think the likelihood of that is, that someone would want to, or that the powers that be would want to bring, to activate those mechanisms rather than just simply letting this whole case play out in court?
Yep. I mean, Representative Daryl Metcalf, a Republican from Butler County out your side of the state, has already introduced an impeachment measure. So that's kind of kicking around out there. Everyone dismissed it. At the time, was brought in response to Mrs. Kane's decision not to prosecute, not to defend the state's gay marriage statute in federal court. But one could easily see him reviving that now. As to the Supreme Court mechanism, I'm not entirely sure on the mechanics of that, but it would be up to somebody to sort of lodge that complaint with the high court, and then for the high court to have sort of the fortitude to follow through on it.
It's Essential Pittsburgh. I'm Paul Guggenheimer. My guest, John Micek, opinions editor for the Patriot News and Penn Live, talking about the announcement today by Montgomery County District Attorney Risa Vetri Furman that criminal charges have been filed against Pennsylvania Attorney General Kathleen Kane, who Furman had been investigating a grand jury's conclusion that Kane leaked secret investigative information to a Philadelphia newspaper to embarrass a political foe. And John, one of the things to parse through here is the matter of what Kathleen Kane has acknowledged doing and what she has denied.
Well, she denies she has done anything illegal, so we can sort of get that out of the way right now. And you have to pardon me, I don't have my notes in front of me, but I believe she did say she might have shared some material, but did not believe she was doing anything illegal in the doing of it.
Yeah, I believe that she had been asked about this and said at some point told somebody on her staff, I believe it was, that, you know, don't worry about this. This is nothing. Something along those lines.
I believe you could be correct on that.
Yeah. Now, as far as, you know, her work as Attorney General, which she's saying that she will continue to do, how much does all this weaken the power of her of the office while she is in charge of it?
Well, you know, here at Penn Live, we have just posted an editorial again calling on Attorney General Kane to resign for that very reason. In fact, I don't think it's possible, and we don't, as a news organization, we don't think it's possible for her to function effectively as Attorney General while she is under the cloud of a criminal prosecution. The taxpayers of the state deserve somebody who can devote 100% of their time and their resources to looking after their interests. And frankly, the strain and commitment required to adequately defend yourself against criminal charges would be an impediment to that work. You know, you also have a public official who has vowed to root out corruption at every level of state government, now standing accused of the very sort of corruption that she claims to want to fight. That undercuts her credibility fundamentally, and worse, it undercuts the credibility of all the very hardworking men and women in the office who are under her, who are, of course, completely blameless of any wrongdoing. But as both the symbolic and actual head of that office, we believe she has a responsibility to step aside.
And I, going back through my notes, I found specifically, more specifically, what I was referring to earlier, which is that first Deputy Attorney General Bruce Beamer testified that Kane directed senior staff not to investigate the leak. Okay, again, this is what the deputy attorney general testified to. And his quote was, her response to me was, this is Bruce Beamer, quote, her response to me was, don't worry about it. It's not a big deal. We have more important things to do, end quote. So this may be, I don't know if there is a smoking gun here, but this may be it. And it seems to speak to the concerns that you have and that the Patriot News and Penn Live have about the current situation.
I'd agree. Mr. Beamer's a very capable prosecutor and has a great deal of insight.
We've got about 30 seconds left, John. And one of the things that we have noticed, and you probably have as well, is just a stepping up of the press releases about the work that the Attorney General's office is doing. Is this part of some campaign on her staff's part? Are you seeing this also, that there just seems to be this concerted effort to show that we're still doing the work of the Attorney General and that this situation is not going to knock us off track?
The cynic in me would certainly think it's a don't look there, look here kind of action by the Attorney General's office to distract attention away from her very obvious problems.
Well, it will be interesting to see how this all plays out. And, of course, you will be following it, as will we. And for those, again, who tuned in late, Montgomery County District Attorney Risa Vetri Furman announcing criminal charges against Pennsylvania Attorney General Kathleen Kane. Furman has been investigating a grand jury's conclusion that Kane leaked secret investigative information to a Philadelphia newspaper to embarrass a political foe. We've been talking with John Micek, opinions editor for the Patriot News and Penn Live. John, thank you for taking the time to join us and share your insights.
Paul, anytime.
And thank you for listening to Essential Pittsburgh. Tomorrow, we present part one in our series of education specials. We'll be back again on Monday. Until then, I'm Paul Guggenheimer. So long for now.